Hello, and welcome to the Our Stories podcast, which is a production of the Wellness Program with the Department of Hematology and Medical Oncology at Emory University and Winship Cancer Institute. My name is Caroline Peacock, and I'm the Director of Spiritual Health at Winship, and I'm one of the Vice Chairs of Wellness with the Department of Hematology and Medical Oncology. And today, I am delighted to have with us Pearlene, also known as Pearl Ledbetter, who has been with Emory for the past 35 years, which makes her an employee who has the longest tenure that we have interviewed so far for this podcast. And Pearl is a lead pharmacy technician at Midtown Hospital. Pearl, thank you so much for being with us for this podcast today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. And I also would like to thank Anita, my supervisor, for acknowledging me.
Yes, that's right. Anita Brown, who's the lead pharmacist at Midtown, she was the one who reached out to us and who shared a little bit of your story with us and recommended that we interview you. So I'm so glad that we're doing that today. And I want to start just by asking you, when you were growing up, did you ever imagine yourself working in healthcare for all of these years and specifically for working in a pharmacy?
Actually, no. So when I finished high school, I patterned after my sister. She was going to school for dental hygienist. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know, I was good with typing. So I wanted to be a medical secretary.
Okay.
So I went to the school called Atlanta Medical and Dental Careers. Mm-hmm. And so I was taking up medical secretary, I thought. So one of the assistants called me in the office and she told me, she was said, we have you on the wrong schedule. We have you on a pharmacy technician schedule. So if you want to change, you have to start all over. So I thought about it. I'm like, no, you know, just keep me on that schedule. So I did the schedule. It was a one-year program. You mm-hmm. have 6 months of school and then 4 months of internship. So my internship, I worked at this this home care center. Mm-hmm. And after the internship, they liked me, so they hired me. And from there, they moved to Alpharetta. So I needed to have a car. And at that time, I wasn't driving. I didn't have a car. So I decided to put an application in at Emory. And at the time, it wasn't named Emory. It was named Crawford Long Hospital.
Uh-huh.
So I joined Emory in 1987 and been here ever since.
Wow, you have been here so many years. I bet you have so many stories from over the years of working at Crawford Long and now Midtown. I'm curious, what do you like the most about being a pharmacy technician? What brings you the most joy?
What brings me the most joy is caring for patients.
Uh-huh.
I often sometimes think that we're undervalued. They don't see what goes on in the background. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we mix medications for the patients. Mm-hmm. And me, I like to mix medication in a timely manner so the patient won't be here a long time. Mm-hmm. So I like helping patients. I like helping people, period. So that's what brings me the joy in coming to work. And also what brings me joy when the patient get their last treatment in mm-hmm. the cancer center. Mm-hmm. It brings joy because it's so much joy to see them ring that bell. Mm-hmm. And that's their last treatment.
Yeah, so you really touch the patients in a lot of different ways by making sure that they have safe medication, that their medication gets to them in a timely manner, and just by providing that really compassionate and effective care. It's really a joy to get to see somebody ring the bell. I know what you're talking about, that it feels like such a milestone for people. And it's a nice thing as staff members when we get to witness that for a patient. Now, I know that you have certainly been on the other side of things as well in terms of experiencing your own hardship, your own family hardship, and seeing the medical establishment from a different perspective. Would you be willing to share anything about that part of your life or that part of your history and the way it has impacted the way you care for patients?
Yes, and that's another reason why I care so much for patients as well. When my son got diagnosed with lupus, mm-hmm. He was admitted to Emory. Uh-huh. And so at the time when he was admitted, it was a scary thing because they didn't know what was going on. So they started asking about the family history. Was do we have sickle cell? So they tried to narrow down to what was going on with him because his legs were swollen real bad. Mm-hmm. So I did my family tree, and then I did his dad's side of the family tree. And so we finally narrowed it down. They did biopsy, and come to find out it was lupus. So when I found out it was lupus, I talked to one of the nurses in 31 ICU, mm-hmm. and she recommended I talk to one of the lead doctors at the time. It was Kenneth, Dr. Leeper. He was the head doctor in pulmonology. Uh-huh. And so I called him and I told him, my son needs to be on your team. Can you please take him under your wings? And that's all I had to say from there. He took him under his wings, and he corrected the problem, and he lived for a while, but he did die to lupus at the age of 33. Mm. And but Emory took him in just like it was their family. They did a good job.
Well, Pearl, there's no words to describe how sorry I am that you lost your son and that his life was cut so short. And I can just hear in your voice your love and your compassion for your son. And I'm so glad that while he was receiving treatment at Emory, that his treatment was caring and compassionate. And that he was taken under the wing of the team, as you say. I'm wondering, when you think about how you interact with patients or when you think about the work that you're doing, I wonder if your own experience has impacted the way you want to work in this space.
Yeah, so... So every day I come to work, and also when I'm training other technicians as well, I have mm-hmm. them to look, you know, just think if you was on the other side, how would you want to be treated? So from there, I would say always treat people with respect. And when you mixing, always read your labels 3 times to make sure you're putting in the right dose. And you put in the right drug as well when you mix them. Mm-hmm.
You take that process very seriously to make sure everything stays safe for the patients.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm wondering, you know, you obviously have been working for a very, very long time with Emory. 35 years is a long time to work with one institution. Is there a reason why you have always stayed in this one place? What is it that keeps bringing you back?
Okay, so when I first came, I worked 20 years in inpatient.
Uh-huh.
And then I found out that we had a Winship in the Glen building. I just happened to walk past. I really didn't know because it was never brought to my knowledge. I just kind of walked into it. And so I introduced myself to the pharmacist, and it was pharmacist named Thomas Dye. And I told him, I said, well, next time you have a position available, give me a call. So he said, okay, I will. And so I would say a year passed by and I got a phone call. So he said, Pearl, I have a position available. Are you still interested? So I thought about it and I was like, at Midtown, day shift jobs is hard to come by. Mm-hmm. So if you lose the day shift position, it'll be hard to get back into it. So I thought about it real hard and I was like, well, you know, it's a different change. It's Monday through Friday, no weekend, no holidays. So I took the job. Mm-hmm. And I would say soon I took the job. I would say maybe a week later, I got a phone call from my sister and she said, Pearl, mom have breast cancer. I said, oh my God. Mm. And so being that I was in that area, I knew the secretary that does the scheduling. Yes. So I was able to get her appointment right away. Yes. And they brought her in and they treated her just like she was family. And they did an awesome job. At the time, it was Dr. Morelli. Mm-hmm. She was one of the breast cancer doctors, and she treated her just like family. She took her up under her wings.
Mm. I'm so glad that your mother was treated with respect and treated like family. That is what all of us would want if our family members were being treated any place. I'm just so, so glad that she got that compassionate care. And I just think that we are so fortunate to have you, Pearl, on the staff at Midtown and working with the infusion center, mixing those medications for our patients in such a careful and compassionate manner. And I'm wondering, you know, given that you work so hard and you've worked so long, I wonder what you do to take care of yourself. What do you love to do outside of work that brings you joy in your life?
So what I do outside of work, so my family bring me joy. So what we usually do, maybe like every third Saturday, we go roller skating.
Oh, that's fun.
So when we're not roller skating, when it's warm, we go fishing. So we take the grandkids fishing.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. How many grandkids do you have, Pearl?
13.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Do you know all of their birthdays?
Yes.
That's a lot to keep track of. Yes. A lot of birthdays to keep track of. That's fun. And you know what? I love to roller skate too. I think that's a really fun activity. You can just feel really free and have a great time. That's really nice that your family does that together.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm wondering, just one last question I have for you. I'm wondering when you are training, let's say you're training a new pharmacy technician, somebody who's just out of training, just getting started, what do you think is the most important thing for that person to think about when they're considering having, you know, working in healthcare or specifically working in the pharmacy? What do you want to convey to them?
Okay, so if I'm training a technician that has no experience. Mm-hmm. So I have to step back a little bit because I remember when I first started, mm-hmm. I had no experience as well. And so I have to teach them how to hold a needle. Mm-hmm. I have to test their math skill to see, do they know how to come up with the right dose of the medication, what mm-hmm. they're putting into the bag. Mm-hmm. So I just I'll take a little bit more time with them mm-hmm. Than I would with someone with experience. Mm-hmm.
So you remember what it was like for you to be brand new and to not yes. have experience, and kind of try to have that compassion with them as you're giving them the skills and knowledge that they need to succeed.
That's correct.
Well, Pearl, I'm really grateful that you're part of the team, and Thank you so much for your service and your hard work. Is there anything else that you wanted to say before we end our time together today?
I'm glad to be part of this podcast. Glad to meet you and to talk with you. And it's just a pleasure to be here today.
Well, Pearl, thank you so much. And also, please pass our thanks on to Miss Anita Brown for letting us know about you so that we could interview you here today. It's a pleasure to get to speak with you and to hear about your story. And for those who might be listening to our podcast today, if you would like to share your story with us, please contact myself. I'm Caroline Peacock, or contact Dr. Wendy Baer, and we would love to interview you. Thank you for listening.